Any other remaining comments? Let's go to hydrology, Tiquan.
Tiquan Chen hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading drainage plan. Hydrology has no objection to the site plan. We do need to approve the grading drainage plan prior to building permit. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Tiquan. Dave, you got any questions for?
No, thank you.
Right, thanks, Tiquan. Let's go to transportation comments next, Sertil or Ernest.
Number one, transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated July 10th, 2024. Please submit a TCL for review and approval to transportation prior to building permit. Number two, transportation has an approved TIS and no objection.
All right, thank you, Sertil. All right, let's see if code enforcement has any comments on this site plan still. Jacob, does Jeff have any comments?
He does on this. I'd spoke with Jeff prior to coming into this meeting, and he kind of explained his comments a little bit, but overall, his general comments surrounding lighting are that the light fixture details are excellent, provide all the information that's needed. He just needs a little bit more clarification on the light trespass outside of the territory. So if you go back to that blue, Marcelo, if you go up one more.
There you go. Oh, you're there.
Go to the next one. That's
Yeah, it's
the
the
least
next
color
one.
green.
There it is. Just zoom in there.
So he's kind of looking for information on that light trespass as measured at the property line. So I can get him on a call and we can kind of discuss this a little bit further. But as far as I'm aware, he's just kind of looking for showing how it's complying with it, because it looks like it's going out a little too far from the actual property line itself. So his comment as it reads is essentially, please clarify at what point the light is being measured as represented in the outside the territory photometric plan, because it appears to be significantly outside of the property line.
And I was going to add to Dave, we've got examples that we can show you how you can address this comment. Jacob, can
I
you
definitely
help him on help him after this meeting, maybe like,
yes,
yeah.
yes. I'll be in contact about this too,
Thank
right
you,
after this.
Jacob.
So, but other than that, code enforcement has no other issues or comments.
All right, thank you, Jacob. Dave, I mean, regarding lighting, like I said, we'll be happy to help you confirm those comments and provide you some existing examples of lighting plans that did meet that exterior light trespassing comment that Jeff had from code enforcement. Any final questions for code?
Anything that you guys can send us, Jacob, would be great. It's not me that's doing it, so it's kind of fourth hand. So the best I can explain to it to Eric, our lighting consultant, as he tries to put it together, that would be helpful.
All right. Thank you, Dave. All right, let's go next to Parks and Recreation, Hannah.
Hi, this is Hannah Shea with Parks and Recreation. All of our previous comments were addressed. We have no objections to the approval of the site plan.
Thank you, Hannah. I'm sorry I got that to you late, but I appreciate it.
That's okay, Dave. Thank you.
All right. Sorry, I was checking for Colleen from Stantec. And could you confirm again, Hannah, where we're at with parks?
This is case number four, right? Just making sure.
Yes, West Mesa Ridge.
Yeah, I don't think we have any comments.
Right.
I don't see any comments. The comment for open space was another case, I believe.
Yes, it was. That's the next case. Yeah.
Yes. So we're good on this one
All
with
right.
the
Thank you.
second.
Thank you, Hannah.
Sure.
All right. And let's finish up with planning, Jacob.
Of planning. An infrastructure list is included with the site plan. Once the site plan is approved by DMT staff, a recorded IIA based on the DMT and city engineer approved IL must be submitted prior to the final sign-off of the site plan. A recorded copy of the plat for PR 2024-010951 must be submitted prior to the final sign-off, and project and application numbers as well as date of approval are required on the site plan cover sheet prior to this being distributed. And that is all of my comments. Everything else has been addressed.
Dave, do you have any questions for our comments regarding final sign-off?
No, we'll work with Jacob closely. He's been amazing. So we'll get a package to him as soon as everything is approved. Yeah.
And just so you know, Jacob, you mentioned the final sign-off being tied to the recorded plat, correct?
We just need to record a copy of the plat prior to final sign-off.
And
So,
Dave, you understand that, right?
right, we're in the process of select of getting all the signatures on the plat to be able to record it. Yeah.
And with the infrastructure being tied to the site plan, we'll need a recorded IIA before we'll be able to sign off, before I for planning can sign off on the site plan. But if you get us a complete copy, once we get everything resolved, with the lighting and with the water authority, then we can get all the other signatures on it so that, as soon as we get a recorded IIA, we can sign off on that.
I did have one question relative
Sir.
to building permits, right? So we do have building permits that are in process right now.
Yes.
They can't be completed until the development site plan is approved. But we can emphasize to them that the process it's in process, that we've
Yeah.
only addressed a few minor things
You can
yet.
get it with your building permits, Dave. You can get to the point where everything's good to go except just uploading the DFT signed site plan into ABQ plan for the building permit. Like you can
Yeah.
get everything else hashed out with the permits. And with the infrastructure, really what the lighting plan issue is a minor one, honestly. You guys should be able to resolve that pretty quickly and easily. It's really resolving everything with the water authority and getting those infrastructure lists hashed out so we can get those signed off so you can start
Yeah.
working with PRC.
Yeah.
Like that's the key, really, and the way I see it from a time perspective. So,
Awesome.
Dave, I'm gonna send an email out to you guys about time availability for a meeting this week, later this week. Colleen, would you like her to join this meeting too?
It would be paramount. Yeah. And
You
so
can
if
confirm.
I'll forward it her email, I can
I was
do
gonna
that to
say,
you.
just put it in the chat,
Okay.
because I'd like to copy her in this message too. And I don't see her here now.
Okay, perfect. I'll
So
do
she
that.
probably split. Okay, thanks, Dave.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, and yeah, hopefully we can resolve those remaining issues with the water authority this week.
That would be awesome.
All right, do you have anything final for us, Dave?
I do not. Thank you.
All right, have a great rest of the day. Let's put if you